What's up, everyone? This is your host, Daniel and
Avi, and you're listening to the Brown Sound Podcast.
We're just two brown best amigos talking about everything and anything through a Latino and Indigenous perspective.
In this podcast, we uplift Indigenous and Latino insights on a variety of topics that highlight the intersectionality of both cultures.
Expect some tears, joy, and definitely some laughter. Imagine chilling with your two best friends, talking smack, and throwing a little shade. And now, a word from our sponsors.
Dude, Daniel, long time no see. What are the odds?
Javi, right? Let's turn this day into a jackpot.
By the way, have you tasted the goodness of the Yawinma Cafe?
Bruh, like 100 times. And the Kakit restaurant? Top notch.
And let's not forget the epicness of the stadium sports bar.
The Clearwater River Casino is your play, stay, getaway location. It's not just our thing, it's a lifestyle.
Absolutely, and guess what? This awesome time is brought to you by the Clearwater River Casino and Lodge, our Season 6 sponsors. Hey everyone, it's Javi.
And Daniel. We want to give a big shout out to Nimi Poo Fund for their support of the Brown Sound Podcast Season 6.
Nimi Poo Fund's commitment to fostering the growth and prosperity of Native small businesses and all businesses is truly commendable.
Whether you're looking for financial assistance, business coaching, or training resources, Nimi Poo Fund has you covered.
Visit NimiPooFund.org to learn more and get involved in building a brighter future with Nimi Poo Fund. Hey, Daniel, what's going on?
Javi, not much, just craving some pan dulce and tacos, and what better place than La Esperanza, right?
Exactly, it's like visiting my family, but with even more delicious options. Have you tried their tamales? They're so good.
Oh, sí? And their pan dulce? Delicioso. Plus, they can whip up a custom cake for any occasion. Talk about sweet perfection.
And don't forget their fresh produce and carne asada ready meats, perfect for those summer cookouts.
Absolutely, and guess what? They got a new menu now, tacos, burritos, and even quesadilla with homemade tortillas.
¡Qué rico! And let's not overlook their weekend specials, pozole, caldo de res, and menudo, the perfect cures for any hangover.
You got that right. La Esperanza has been a staple in Nampa since 2006, and their new location is just the icing on the cake.
Literally. So what are we waiting for? Let's dive into some authentic flavors of La Esperanza. ¡Vámonos!
La Esperanza Market and Bakery is located at 623 Caldo Boulevard in Nampa, Idaho. They can be reached at 208-546-0203.
This fun message is brought to you by La Esperanza Market and Bakery, our Season 6 sponsors. What's up, everybody? After a short little break, it's Javi and Daniel Black with the Brown Sound Podcast.
The Brown
Season Sound. 6, Episode 10. What is up, Cheekex? How's it going? The weather's getting really nice, by the way. Mm-hmm. And so I'm feeling good. I'm feeling good. A little bipolar, but still good. Still good.
Yeah, no, I agree. I think with the weather being so nice, it is messing with my allergies. So I apologize in advance if I sound a little nasal. Easily, it's because it's springtime, and usually this time of year, my allergies get set off really bad, so my nose feels all stuffed. But I'm here. I'm feeling good.
I also struggle with allergies. I want to ask you something. Have you had allergies your whole life, or just like as an adult?
I feel like they just came out of nowhere as an adult. Like I feel like over the last couple of years, they just popped up, and I'm like, I thought only white people got allergies.
Okay, that's what I was getting at. Because growing up, like nobody I knew that was like, again, I grew up mostly with Latino people. Like we didn't have allergies or like allergic to milk or like allergic to. So I always thought like, oh, those are like white people diseases. Yeah. Like we don't have those. But and now fast forward to me being an adult, I have allergies, anxiety, and I have all the other.
A lot of real mental health problems.
I'm like, I'm in therapy. So it's not just for white people, everybody.
It affects
us all. Wrong. I was wrong.
No, Cheekex, I know the last time we left off, I was heading down to Caldwell to hang out. We were going to go to R&B night.
And
we had all these plans. You had your housewarming. It was a lot, Cheekex. Maybe we should let the listeners know what went down that weekend.
What transpired. Okay, so before we jump into that, I do want to tell everybody, Daniel always gets to hear me vent about like my days. He's my best friend, you know, we catch up and I'll be like, oh my God, CheekX, I had to do this and then I had to do that and I had to do this and I had to go pick up this person. And I low key, I feel like sometimes you're like, sure, Javi, you know, like you believe me, obviously, but you're like, it's not that bad, you know?
You might be overreacting a little, but.
Yeah. And what I loved about like Friday in particular was like you spent a whole day with me when I had a busy day, like running errands, picking up stuff, giving rides. And would you say I'm exaggerating now that you actually like went with me on this journey?
No, I definitely have been proven wrong. I do see now why, you know, you're always on the go. You're literally everywhere. So it makes sense now.
I'm just... It was a busy day. And then, so that happened, and that was just the morning. So then I had a prep for my housewarming party that I was having that day. It was something really small and really intimate. So I just want to share that with friends and family that are listening. No, you know, it wasn't a big thing. So I didn't,
if you didn't get invited, that's on you. Just kidding.
But yeah, just like leading up to it, I was like exhausted. And I remember looking at you and like, I just need to like sit for a second. Like you were asking basically for a break and I was like, oh, sorry. Yeah. Like do it. Yeah. This is me every day. This is me every day.
Yeah. And I'm just, and also like, I'm not used, like, so all my nieces and nephew, they're all older now where yours are younger. So I haven't been around kids in a long time like that. So I was like, I think I'm overstimulated. Like all the kids were all hyped up. I think I was like just watching. And then every time a kid would run by, I kept like guarding the corner of the table, like those like uncle instincts, like don't hit your hand or watch where you're running, or you know. I just remember like having to go into the room and just sit there like, dang, it's been a minute since I've been around so many kids.
Yeah, no, and you know, so I'm also used to not having that many kids. So we had like maybe 7 little kids at the party, and they're all like toddler age, so they're, you know, kind of running everywhere and crying for any reason. And so we had that. But, you know, luckily my uncle instincts also kick in. So I was like blowing up balloons. And, you know, you need, there's some certain things that you need to have for when things like that happen. You're just ready, like balloons, pipe cleaners, crayons and color, like paper, like all those things have saved me plenty of time, so I'm kind of used to that. But I will say, CheekX, I had a blast. The weekend wasn't just about my housewarming party, but that was its own thing in itself. I don't mean to be a hater, but Lalo, thanks for not helping me and agreeing to throw it.
Put an ad on it.
But no, I'm not kidding. But...
even that, preparing all the food, remember, like, we were chopping a million things, and I'll cut myself.
Yeah, like, and then you were out of commission because you couldn't... Yeah, it was really a thing. But, one of my favorite parts about the night was going out for drinks. You know, like we were like, hey, let's go out to R&B night. It was fun.
It was different than what I thought it would be.
I thought there'd be more people.
Yeah, for sure.
I thought it was a flex that we had bought like little VIP seats. There was like one other couple like up there and it was like 3 of us at another table. It was
I mean, it must have been really fun for like the people on the dance floor, the younger crowd, where we're not really in that crowd anymore. So we were like sitting. It was interesting.
I did enjoy people watching. So there was this two couple in white that just danced and bumped the whole night. Like it didn't matter what song it was. They were like dancing to their own rhythms, essentially.
Yeah.
And that was nice.
I'm always down for people watching. I love that. I love doing that in the airport and like watching everybody. Just, it's like there's so many people here and it's like there's always those ones where it's like, oh.
I legit thought I'd probably run into a lot of people from like my high school. I thought that was kind of the crowd, like that.
Yeah, it was given 2007 Caldwell High. Caldwell High, 2000. 4 when you were a senior.
Whatever.
But no, well,
that's not true. But yeah, it was fun. It was fun.
No, it was. It's always good company. I know we did get to check out Kaye in Nampa. If you haven't been, definitely recommend the drinks.
Oh yeah,
I had the Mexican Old Fashioned, and man, that was like ooh.
That was good. That was good.
Very good. Very tasty. Very strong. Yeah. Shout out to Estefania for being a good hostess there.
I love the music that she had. I loved the vibe. She kept talking to us while we were there. We were like really welcomed. I would definitely go back. I would highly encourage everybody to go check it out. We didn't get to try their food because we had already had dinner, but yeah, I think that's one of the things I definitely too. Yeah, that's definitely something I want to do when we go back. But it was definitely a vibe, and I love seeing Estefania. You know, we go back to college, so we were Vandals. We were all in college around the same time, and it's always good to see your like good friends like thriving, you know, and I'm so happy for her. So I'm literally not saying go check it out because she's my friend. I'm literally saying like it was a vibe and the drinks were good. Cool. And go check it out. Like it was really good. Yeah. All right, Chick-X, I wanted to talk a little bit about some milestones that people are hitting, because right now it's graduation season. Ooh. So, you know, everywhere nationally and definitely in our communities, high schoolers are, you know, reaching that milestone of not being high schoolers anymore and jumping into adulthood and joining the real world. And so I wanted to use this time really quick to give a huge shout out to my little brother, Christian, who's not a high schooler, who is a, you know, going to be a college graduate for the College of Western Idaho. And he'll be getting his electrical apprenticeship program. So certification. So 4 years of apprenticeship, going to become a journeyman. And I could not be prouder of my little brother. So Chick-X, it's a big deal. I mean, you know, it's, I'm like, he's probably going to make more money than me now. And I got a college degree. So a psychology college degree. So I look forward to all his successes, all his triumphs, and for him reaching this milestone as a dad, as a full-time worker, you know, and just doing the thing. Christian, I could not be any prouder of you, seriously.
Yeah, no, and that was fun. That was another fun thing to do over the weekend, and to take his graduation pictures. You know, I got to snap some pics with my camera. I'm not a photographer or anything, but I do just have a good eye for a good picture, and I spent a lot of money on this camera, so I'm like, I got to put it to use.
So this weekend, Chick-X, not this weekend, yesterday, literally, I met up with two coworkers, and they said, Javi, I just got to say, like, your social media game is on point. Like, your pictures just, you know, keep doing it. And one of my coworkers was like, if I could just, like, follow you and, like, just, you know, get some pics too, like that would be amazing. And I was like, you know, I can't take full credit for these. Daniel's my photographer. And I was like, a good iPhone camera, iPhone 15 Pro Max, and his like really fancy camera. But honestly though, you do got to have the eye, because I've had family members take pictures with me for me on my phone, and I'm like, ugh, you know, it's not it. I'm like, why are you doing me dirty like this? Yeah,
what I do to you?
but like, you have the eye and the talent, and I got kudos for it, Chick-X. I think we either need to put your services up, you know, start charging a little penny, and yeah, like kudos to the chef.
Yeah.
That sounds weird.
What is it called? Compliments to the chef?
To the chef?
Yeah. To the chef.
Just
I always enjoy taking pictures of people, because I always feel like, for me, like, it's one of those things where like I get to help someone like kind of feel good about themselves, or like get them that like, oh, that's a fire pick, like, good, you know, like it kind of boost their ego. And I'm all about boosting egos. Until you try to cover me, then I'm gonna tear you down. Just kidding. And then it goes out the window. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah. I'm all, well, damn, my relatives just tear me down with the pictures they take.
Like, I didn't even do anything.
Yeah. I'm all, damn, I didn't know we were beefing.
Yeah. What's your problem?
For real. No, it was a really fun weekend. And, you know, anytime we connect, it's always like a good little... you know, vibe. I did have another coworker one time say, we've definitely noticed like correlation of anytime Daniel comes down, you definitely get a new profile pic. I'm like, yeah, that tracks.
Yeah, you know, speaking of the graduation, giving Christian his graduation props, I definitely am proud of him too as well. As I've been getting to as I was being your friend over these years, it's cool to see your siblings grow and like getting to know them and see them accomplish all their milestones and stuff. So big shout out and congrats to Christian. Speaking of graduations, though, I did want to say that this is that time of year where a lot of Native people face discrimination when it comes to wearing our traditional, you know, regalia or feathers or beadwork or whatever. You know, a lot of, when Natives graduate, we go all out. Usually the cap is beaded. You have beaded earrings, beaded necklace, beaded medallion, beaded moccasins, beaded chonies. Just kidding. I'll just beaded everything. No, but like a lot of times, especially at like, I guess, bigger institutions that don't have a lot of Native populations in their students or whatever, a lot of them like don't allow them to wear those things, which is weird because it's like, well, this is like a sign of celebration and how we honor ourselves and our ancestors that came before us. So if there's any Native graduates out there that are debating on if they should wear their stuff, just do it. And heck with what they're going to say, I just say do it. Wear your feathers proud, wear your beadwork proud, wear your moccasins proud. Yeah. Like, I mean, for so long, those institutions didn't even allow our people to go there. So now that we have so many Native graduates, you know, accomplishing school, it's like, you know, you got to wear it and be proud. Rock it. Rep
yeah.
it.
Yeah. And it's one of those situations, too, where it's like, you know, be unapologetically you. Mm-hmm. And it's better to ask for forgiveness than ask for permission. Sorry, I didn't know, but here I am rocking my feather. And
yeah, too late. It's here now. And you ain't touching it.
Yep. So, yes, congratulations to all the Indigenous and Latino graduates, all our graduates, mm-hmm. really, but special shout out to those communities because against all odds, you're out there doing it. And you're showing the younger generations that they can do it too. So we're very, very proud of you here at the Brown Sound. Chikex, I also wanted to ask you a question a little bit about, you know, recently you've been sharing that you've been at General Council and I feel like our listeners don't know a lot about that. So can you share a little bit about what General Council is and some of the, you know, things that you can share? Yeah.
So it is General Council season for my tribe. And usually General Council, there's these two meetings held twice a year, one in the spring, one in the fall. And it's where all of our leadership come and do reports and present to the General Council. And this is a time where we have basically the microphone and the opportunity to ask our leadership some tough questions. And right now, I'm just going to get into it a little bit. I might throw a little shade here at my leadership. But the thing is like, I'm a proud Nimiipuu. I've always been proud to be Nez Perce. I've always been proud of my culture, proud to be where I'm from, proud of just, you know, what my ancestors fought for. We have one of the strongest treaties out there with the U.S. government. Like, we still have the right to gather, hunt, and fish in our usual and accustomed territories. And so that is off reservation and on reservation. We have literally one of the strongest treaties throughout probably the Northwest and the United States, maybe, when it comes to tribes. So I'm always proud of that. A lot of us are always proud of that. And there's been a lot of shady stuff going on. I don't know. Yesterday, a lot of things are being exposed. And I felt like from the leadership side, there was nothing but excuses.
Oh.
I felt like it's hard now moving forward because we also have to vote this coming weekend. And we're voting in new leadership or same ones who are on the ballot still that their term is up or rerunning again. So it's like, I don't know. I just feel so disappointed where it's like I don't even really want to vote for anyone older now because I'm like, let's have these new people in and let them get a shot at being a leader. Maybe they won't, I don't know, sway to whatever the way the wind blows. I know there's a lot of rumors of cliques being inside of our tribal leadership. There's rumors of people being swayed or told to vote a certain way because of someone just having that, I don't know, influence on them. But I just feel very disappointed in our tribal leadership. I feel like they're not transparent. I don't feel like they're being honest 100%. I'm calling them all out. So, and I know some do listen. And at the end of the day, if you're in a leadership position, you're there to make the choices that we can't make, obviously, has a tribal membership, but like you're there thinking of our whole generation after and whatever. So it's like, I don't know. I hear so many things about tribal governments being corrupt and being shady and our tribal councils doing getting away with certain things. I never thought it would be my own tribe. It's crazy now after things are being exposed and people talking. I'm like, holy shit. You nine on NepDig need to get it together because yikes. You know, I don't know. I don't know what it's going to take for our tribal leadership to gain integrity again. Maybe it needs to be a job where they don't get paid. You know, maybe it's if you still want to do the right thing for a tribe and lead, maybe take that dollar amount away because they do get paid a pretty penny. But I don't know. I mean, that's just not with like super bashing my tribe or anything, but I've been attending general council for years now as an adult and kind of just understanding the tribal politics and stuff. And so I don't think I've ever seen it this bad. And it's just kind of like, it's a little embarrassing, but at the end of the day, like we can't lose hope. I am a hopeful person. I do believe I try to give people the benefit of the doubt. So maybe if things aren't good right now, maybe they will get their shit together and it will improve, hopefully. Yeah. All I do know is after attending the first day of general council, the tribal membership's pissed. You know, people have a lot of questions and there was a lot of answers not being answered. So I feel like if you're a tribal leader, you should be able to answer no matter what or no matter how difficult the question may be. Answer it and be truthful. Don't get up there and cry around and be like, well, this is hard for all of us. You know, like, it's like, no, like, you're the one that's stepped into this position, you're the one that we voted you in, so you should be there for us. But anyways, Chica, I told people I was gonna rant about this, and there's my 2 cents. Get your shit together.
I hear you, Chica. That's the thing too about like any kind of leadership position though, like you're literally counting on the support of everybody in the community to put you in one of those positions and for you to fall short of what you promised, because you also have to campaign. That's the other thing, right? And people go in with all these promises about what they're gonna do and how you know, them getting this position will benefit the community at large, but it's like, well, we haven't seen anything different, and here you are.
Literally that. I do want to say, I think what the biggest downfall of our tribe is we literally mimic the U.S., the Soyapa government, the U.S. government stuff. Like we're just mirroring their government, and that stuff is not how our tribe has been pre-colonization. So it's like, now you got all these councilmen and these managers and directors acting like Soyapo politicians, and it's like, usually most politicians they want one thing: money, power, whatever. So I feel like that's been the worst thing about our tribe, is they're forgetting the purpose, I believe, or our councilmen are forgetting the purpose of why they're there, and it's becoming more of like an ego thing or like a photo op thing. Let me take a picture, let me always be picture ready. Like, no. Like, I don't know. It's a lot. But but anyways, in a lighter note, I did want to give a shout out to my cousin, Dr. Kim Hartwig. She is our first NIMIPU MD. She's, she serves our community right now as the medical director for NIMIPU Health. But she was just awarded a alumni award for excellence in mentoring, teaching, leadership, and patient care for the 2024 Idaho WAMI. WAMI. She's my cousin, and she's the first NIMIPU doctor. Our family's so proud of her. It's just it's just an awesome accomplishment and an awesome way to see her giving back in a positive way and seeing her being honored. So I'm like, this is what leadership should be, like giving back to your community and being humble about it. But yeah, so shout out to you, Kim. That's my cousin, so I'm all just proud and happy.
She should run for council.
Yeah, for real.
Though, all right, Chikex, well, I think this is a good segue into a little bit of the discussion we wanted to have. So today's episode is going to be a little bit, more playful, you know, we can't have serious episodes all the time, and cause, you know, that, that gets deep. But, you know, the topic of today was going to be celebrations in general, like some that stand out for our communities, you know, maybe some misconceptions about them, and essentially having a discussion on how we engage with these celebrations through a cultural lens. So first of all, though, before we jump into that, I do want to say and remind everybody that Daniel and I have made it through the Brown Sound podcast into one of five top spots in Best of Boise competition. I believe we are the only podcast that focuses on Latino and Indigenous perspectives, and uplifting, amplifying the voices of our respective communities. And so we are finalists. This is a big deal for us because, you know, we've never been a part of this.
Right.
And we've never put our hat in the ring, and we received enough nominations to be in the five top spots. So what we're asking everybody is to please share with your friends and family and go out and vote. You literally, all you need to do is Google Best of Boise 2024, and it takes you straight to the page. Find us under Arts and Entertainment and scroll down to Favorite Podcasts and vote for us, Brown Sound Podcast. It would mean the world to us. And, you know, these kind of things don't necessarily validate our efforts and what we're doing, but it does, you know, feel good to be recognized, and not just for a number one spot, but just for the fact that, you know, Latino Indigenous voices are being spotlighted in a platform that is has a large reach. And so, you know, continue the good. We will continue the good work with your support. Please consider voting for us and telling all your friends and sharing. We will be posting things on social media. Make sure to follow us at Brown Sound Podcast on Instagram. And go out and vote. So that's what I wanted to say. Anything else to add to that, Cheekex?
I think, you know, you pretty much said it all. Definitely appreciate everyone that has supported us this far already. I think it's pretty cool that we're the only, you know, probably ethnic podcast. and I think it's pretty cool because it's like, it just kind of, it's kind of giving me the underdog vibes. Like, some of these podcasts have huge followings and huge numbers on their followers list. And so for us that we just started this out, you know, just started this journey about a year ago. So it's like, it's just cool. It's cool that we're there, and we're, you know, obviously we're with the best of the best being in this final top five or top four?
Top five.
So obviously it's cool that, you know, we've made it to this far. And even if we don't win, we still, I think, is a win for us that we made it this far. And people have, and, you know, people hear about it. So I'm excited, and let's just hope we sweep these awards, Cheekex. It's award season. Coming from that number one spot, like Ludacris said.
Oh yeah. There you go, Cheekex. There you go. So one of the first celebrations that's coming up, I know it's a big deal for your community, is Root Fest. Is that right?
Root Feast. Yeah, Root Feast.
Yeah.
Yeah, so Kat'u'yi't is the first root feast. So a lot of other tribes in the Pacific Northwest have had their root feast. Usually the springtime is when that first root comes, and people will have a ceremony. Basically, it's just like welcoming our first foods and offering up prayers for a good season. And so we got Root Feast coming up on Sunday, which I'm excited to attend because I haven't had any native foods, our first foods, in a while. So I'm like, I've been kind of wishing for some, so I can't wait to eat. That's always the fun part, is like whenever there's celebrations or ceremonies, there's always food. So I'm excited for that with Root Feast. I know it's also Cinco de Mayo coming up, which we wanted to touch on just a little bit when it comes to the, you know, the do's and don'ts, because I've already seen enough don'ts already here. Yeah. I know. So Cheekex, you want to give our listeners a rundown on what they shouldn't be doing?
Sure, absolutely. So I just wanted to start off by sharing a little bit of like misconceptions on Cinco de Mayo. So Cinco de Mayo is a holiday that's often misunderstood outside of Mexico. It does commemorate the Battle of Puebla that happened on May 5th, 1862, where the Mexican army achieved a symbolic victory against the French forces. While the holiday is celebrated in some regions of Mexico, it's more commonly observed in the United States. So not everybody who's Mexican really knows a lot about it. And, you know, particularly it's celebrated here in Mexican American communities. But honestly, I feel like since I've grown up here in this area, it's mostly white people. You know, I remember being a little kid and people being like, "Oh, happy Cinco de Mayo." And I'm like, Okay. Oh. Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay. So I wanted to share a little bit about like do's and don'ts. And this goes for anything really like Mexican related, if I'm being honest, because we're speaking about something Mexican. Educate yourself about the history. So, you know, Cinco de Mayo isn't just a drinking thing. It's, you know, mm-hmm. there's history behind it. So it's good to learn about it. Share the true meaning of Cinco de Mayo and its significance in Mexican history. Celebrate the Mexican culture. So use the day to highlight the beauty of Mexican culture through music, food, and traditions. Dues, respect Mexican traditions. So show respect and appreciation for the customs and heritage associated for this day. It's not just about drinking. I know it's been monetized, and that's what, you know, everybody will have 2-for-1 margs or, you know, like specials. Cool, do that, but just remember what you're really doing on the day. Support Mexican-owned businesses. So there are a lot of Mexican-inspired businesses that are out there, and yes, please support them, but please make it a point to go to authentically owned Mexican businesses. Support your Mexican businesses on this holiday. Prioritize Mexican-owned restaurants, shops, and markets to celebrate the culture. What you don't do is don't confuse it with Mexican Independence Day. I know that's a big misconception. Mm-hmm. Cinco de Mayo is not Mexican Independence Day, which is celebrated on September 16th. It actually helps kick off Hispanic Heritage Month. So difference. Mm-hmm. Cinco de Mayo, different. Yeah. Avoid stereotypes. Steer clear of cultural appropriation and perpetuating stereotypes in costume, decorations, or behavior. You having margs with your friends and throwing on a little accent while you guys are catching up. Not funny, not cool. Stereotype. Mm-hmm. Stereotype. Don't wear sombreros. Don't wear mustaches. Incidentally, I talked about how my friends and I ran into a bridal party at a Boise bike bar and they were doing that. Not funny, not cool. My mm-hmm. culture is not a costume. You know, don't do it. And avoid commercializing the day. So for businesses that are not Mexican, you know, having a sombrero special for the day, like, you know, that's not cool.
Yeah.
Not cool. And so, you know, those are just some things to consider. Will I go out and have a margarita? Hell yeah. Yes, I will. you know, but my focus is mainly on the drinking, less on the holiday. It's a cool thing. Mm-hmm. But for me, it's, you know, personally for me, and it may be different for other Latinos, I just don't see this as one of the bigger holidays in my culture. It is cool. It's good to remember. Mm-hmm. But this holiday now is mostly celebrated for the drinking aspect of it. So, you know, right. just things to consider. Things to consider, Chicax. Amal. So do you want to go out to Cinco de Drinco with me, yeah. Chicax? No, just kidding.
I'm like, can we go get some margs and some quesos? Yeah. Yeah, I know. In this area, there's already been a lot of advertising for it. For, you know, obviously at the one restaurant that you have issues with.
Oh yes, yes. Out there.
I think even on Cinco de Mayo, they do like 99-cent tacos. So, and that whole thing ruins our traffic flow here. There literally will be like lined, and then everyone's driving around. It's so crazy that people like go and Lewis over a hard shell taco. Yeah.
With cheese.
Yeah, and lettuce.
Well, yeah. And I mean, for Lewiston, though, that, you know, that makes sense.
Yeah. If we do have some listeners that are listening in here from the Lewis Clark Valley, go support Sinaloa. Go support Taco Sessi's. Go support El Sombrero. You know, I'm trying to think of all the Latino-owned restaurants that give, you know, good food. And so I'm like, yeah, if you want to spend your dollar, go spend it in a Latino-owned business here. Don't go to a chain restaurant that's appropriating, you know, culture and food. So, but that's just me anyways.
Yeah. I was going to ask you, do you have any panaderias or carnicerias down over there, Mexican markets?
I wish. The closest one is like 2.5 hours away. That's why whenever I tell you I'm going to Walla Walla, and I'm like, you're driving all the way over there? I'm like, yeah, because I got to go pick up some meat or go, you know, go do stuff. I'll just drive 2 hours for
it. Dang, Chicax, my heart hurts for you. That's all sad. Yeah,
we don't have any here. If La Esperanza wants to do a Lewiston location and need anyone to work there, hit me up. Just kidding. I'll get it started up here for you guys. No.
Yeah. No, that's awesome, Chicax. So what's another holiday that you can think of that you know, is significant to like your community?
For mine, well, this type of year is usually big when our tribal holidays come in. Like we have the Whitebird Memorial that's coming up. We have, what else is there's like, the tribe has a few different holidays. So there's like the Battle of Whitebird. So that's the first battle that started the Nez Perce War. And so every war memorial, our tribe honors, and so we take that day off, and usually there's a memorial at that spot. So there's Whitebird coming up, there's Bear Paw, there's Big Hole. Those are all in Montana. For those events, they're not really celebrated by drinking. Most people that celebrate them here know that's not the time and place to do that. So usually people are pretty respectful for that. The only time I feel like when there's celebrations here that I have to deal with cultural stuff is usually like maybe Thanksgiving, you know, where you see the occasional Indian and Pilgrim thing, or or Columbus Day, you know. Thankfully our area, right, a lot of people celebrate Indigenous Peoples Day now, but I wouldn't think there's that many. I'm trying to think of any holidays that people kind of get crazy for. I know when it comes to, well, I mean, even just like the rodeos, I mean, there's like Joseph Days that's in July, there's Roundup. Those could be kind of it could be a little cultural appropriation there because it's like the whole cowboys and Indians type of theme. And so during that time, usually there are people who will wear like native jewelry that's not made by native people. You know, it could be like native inspired or whatever. My thing is, why buy from someone who's appropriating someone's culture? Just buy straight from a native person, because when you're doing that, you're helping them, you know, feed their family and stuff. So
no, thanks for sharing, Cheek X. I think that, you know, especially for our communities, they like events specifically, like you're talking about Roundup or Joseph Days, you know, there could be events that become like well known among our communities, right? And so we like everybody talks about it and everybody goes to those events, and they happen once a year. Speaking of events that happen once a year though, like those, I want to talk a little bit about culturally, like how you celebrate birthdays in your communities. I think for Latino people, like a birthday is like a birthday, like you celebrate it. There's going to be like our food, there's going to be our music. But I feel like, and tell me if it's the same in your culture, like we will use any excuse and anyone's birthday to drink in our community. So like, for example, we've had 1 year old parties, 2 year old parties, and you know, everybody brings like a case of beer, and I'm like, well, whose party is this then? And then we have like blaring like, you know, like super loud music that isn't even kid friendly, and then the like birthday becomes like an all-nighter, and I'm like, geez, this was a little kid's birthday. So you know, sleeping. Yeah, little kid's been out of the party for a minute. But I just remember our birthdays being kind of like that. We obviously sing happy birthday in Spanish, feliz cumpleaños a ti, you know. We do candles, still the same. And it really is just about like being with your family, essentially, like in friends. But yeah, thinking about it culturally, like how might you say like an Indigenous birthday is different from like a, you know, non-Indigenous birthday? Like a white person's birthday.
Oh, I've never been to one before. Just kidding. I don't think there's really nothing super like ceremonial to it. It's just like a birthday, a celebration. Depending on which side of my family it is, there'll either be alcohol or no alcohol. One side of the family, they're not big drinkers, and then the other side of the family are big drinkers. So it just depends on which side I'm at. But yeah, no, there's nothing really super like sacred about it. People just celebrate their, you know, usually it's like everyone's invited, the big family, so it's usually a big family gathering. I've seen some people where they'll do some, you know, seven songs, which is like seven of the Longhouse songs. So I've seen people do that and then have their birthday dinners. It just depends on the person, how you want to celebrate your birthday. I know for me, now that I'm an adult, birthdays, I feel like I take them like serious. You know, I'm always down to celebrate my birthday all month, just kidding, which is coming up in June. So I'm excited for that. But Yeah, no, I feel like for the most part, it's usually just a huge family gathering. There's always going to be a ton of food, a ton of kids, yeah. Depending on if the family does drink or not. It just depends. But yeah, no, it's nothing like super, you know, we don't go out and like hunt a buffalo and bring it back and dance around a fire. You know, it's not like a powwow or anything or some crazy stuff like that.
Let me ask you a question. So I've been to friends' parties that are not Latino, and they will send an invite out with like a time limit. So they're like from like 5 to 8 is my birthday party.
Oh,
all the parties my family does, like we don't really put an end time. It's you just kind of naturally reach a point and then everybody leaves, but like we don't announce the
party's over, go home.
Which is giving kind of like, we had the episode where we talked about Junior's baby shower where they were like 9 to 11, and we, you know, we crack jokes about that. But yeah, like, is that something that like indigenous, like your family or like anyone you know does that?
No, I feel like it's only a time frame if they're like renting out a space like for maybe a jumpy, like at a, you know, arcade or something. But if it's just at the house, there really is no time. It's usually like after a while, like, okay, time. I mean, I wish we start adding time limits on our stuff so I know when to kick people out. All right, it's 7 o'clock. Party said it ended at 7. Get out of here. No,
yeah,
no, yeah, we don't have time limits.
There's ways to signal your party being done, like you start cleaning up aggressively.
Oh, yeah, yeah, that's
you know, like you're picking the bottles and like sweeping, and like, and
that's my sister. Like, oh, I should probably. That's my sister. Mr. Pauline, that's how we know it's time to go, when she starts cleaning. We're like, all right, we gotta go.
Yeah, what about like, are presents expected, or like, you know, like some people like have, you know, you have like this expectation where you need to give a gift. Is that also part of like,
you know? I don't know. I mean, I guess it just depends. I know for me, I don't really expect gifts. I'd rather just have like my family show up. If they want to give me a gift, it's okay. But for the most part,
yeah.
I think for the kids, gifts are expected. But for like adults, it's like, it's just kind of more spending that time, the quality time. But right. Yeah, I don't know. So usually it's just always like $20, like, oh, here, put it in the card and there you go, happy birthday. But,
oh, okay.
Yeah, no, I feel like as an adult, I don't think any of us really expect anyone to get us anything. It's just kind of like, oh, if you do, you do. If you don't, that's fine. We're just having dinner, you know?
I do. This is my own personal thing. Let me know if you, well, you're kind of bougie too, so I kind of, you know, see it. But I feel like if I don't give like a nice gift, not like a super nice expensive gift, you know, but if you don't give a nice gift, I feel like that says a little bit about you. Like people might, you know, have thoughts about you. Because in my family, we have somebody that's known for being a bad gift giver, but like, you know, no one's ever going to say it. Just talk about it. You know what I mean? And I'm like, well, this person means a lot to me. So I feel like I want to give them a meaningful gift. Sometimes it may be a little bit pricey. Sometimes it's not, but I know, you know, they want this. And if it's going to make them happy, I want to give it to them. So that's kind of how I act. Mm-hmm. And obviously, like, I've been on budgets before. I'm like, well, I can't spend a lot. I really need to be mindful of my budget. But, you know, these last couple of years, I'm like, no, I want to make my people feel special. If I care about them, I'm obviously going to, you know, spend a little bit. But there's different ways to show love. Gift giving is one of them. I know that's not the only way, but definitely I feel like I can't be a cheap ass about it, because this is someone I care about. Otherwise, I wouldn't be there, right?
Yeah. Yeah, no, I feel like I'm about the same. Like, it depends on who, maybe.
Who, yeah, like, for sure.
Siblings, parents, nieces, nephews. But, like, if it's extended, I feel like, oh, they'll be fine, $20, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Here's a gift card.
Yes, absolutely. I brought a case of beer to your party. Like, yeah, and I'm not going to drink any of it. Like, it's, you know, there you go.
Here, it's fine. It's fine.
Yeah. Hey, let me ask you something else while we're on that. So, at non-Latino parties I've been to, people will bring like drinks and chips and sides, and then at the end of the day, when the party's over, they pack up their stuff and take it with them. In Latino culture, we don't do that. Like, we, if you bring something to someone's house, it's gonna stay. Like, they'll roll up their half-eaten bag of chips and they're going to take it home. Or if there was cupcakes and they not all of them were eaten, they'll pack up the remaining cupcakes and take it with them. And I've been asked before too, like I brought a case of beer before and people are like, oh, are you going to take it? And I'm like, oh no, it's yours. Like you know, I brought it and now it's yours because it's in your house. Like I'm not taking this back. And that was a weird cultural thing, I think, that just my whole life, I've never ever thought that. I just, you left it. That's all I've known. Is that something
you're... Yeah, we don't do that either. I feel like that would be weird. Like, gee, what the heck? Why are you taking those? Or, you know, like, I feel like that would be just off off brand. Just kidding. It just doesn't seem... that seems weird to me, you know, because you're bringing it as like, oh, here's my contribution to this or whatever. And then it just stays. Yeah, I don't know.
It just stays. I've also seen people who bring Tupperware to take to go, you know, food. And I'm going to say this, like food is like anyone can have food. Please take it. I'm not greedy. I'm not hungry. I mean, if I have food, I will give it to you. But it seems a little bit presumptuous to bring a Tupper, like you're prepared to take food, like you're expecting it. And I mean, like I'm coming from a place like if you want it, take it. But it seems a little bit weird. You know, have you had anybody...
No, we like usually just
to the party.
No, usually if we want stuff to go, we'll just take it from like a paper plate that's from the party or something, you know, put it as like a to-go plate. But no, I don't know anyone that's come, not in my family anyways, that all brings their own to-go box. I mean, that might be smart. Maybe it's... Maybe some people think of it like, oh, so I don't have to take their dishes or something, but I don't know.
I would feel like I would keep that in the car.
You
know? Yeah. Then I would go get it, but to bring it with me to the party before anyone's ever touched even touched the food at all, it seems a little presumptuous. You know, different, but hey, I'm not here to judge. It's just what I've noticed.
Yeah. That's funny. Well, I think that's a good way to leave things off. It was like a light-hearted episode, a little light shade, a little mildew shade. After I did my rant, but
we just left you with things that make you go Yeah. All right, Chikix. Well, you know, let's transition into our language lesson segment. What do we have today?
Well, I think today we'll be teaching you all, since it is in the spirit of graduation season and wedding season coming up. I do have a cousin's wedding. Yeah. And I'm excited for that. But in the meantime, we'll teach you all how to say congratulations. And so in Nimiputim, that is just... I don't think it really means like congratulations, but it's just kind of like good, you know, good work or good job or whatever. So how to say that is just Tatsnich.
Okay. Say that one more time, Chikix.
Tatsnich.
Tatsnich.
Tatsnich. Yeah. Tatsnich. Like that's good. Tatsnich. Good job.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tatsnich. Okay. Okay. And in Spanish, we would say felicidades.
Felicidades.
Felicidades, Chikix. You did that.
Gracias.
You're like, well, what did I do? What do I do? All right, Chikix. You want to kick us off with our shady questions? I mean, I think we're doing it a little bit different today, right?
Yeah, so we did want to be super shady, I guess. And so we're doing a rapid shady question where we're asking each other questions that we haven't approved or seen yet. Normally, whenever we do an episode, we always go over our shady questions together, but this episode we haven't, so we're going to see what are we going to come up with.
All right, Chikix, are you listo? Do you want to start off?
No, go ahead, you go first.
Oh, I was like, but this is your segment. It's yours. Give me a second, let me think about it. Okay, let me get my mind together. Okay, ready, Chikix? I have my quick rapid. So Chikix, let's begin. And I just want you to answer the first thing that comes to your mind, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Traditional dancing or traditional songs?
Traditional songs.
Powwow regalia or everyday traditional attire?
Everyday traditional attire.
Oral storytelling or written traditions?
Oral storytelling is fine.
Elder's wisdom or youth's perspective?
Oh, that's a tough one. Elder's wisdom.
Beadwork or quill work?
Beadwork.
Traditional hunting or traditional fishing?
Ooh, traditional fishing.
Sweetgrass or sage smudging?
Oh, sweetgrass.
Corn soup or fry bread?
Fry bread. We don't need corn soup
here. Native flute or hand drum?
Hand drum.
Traditional healing or modern medicine?
Well, a little both, I guess.
You're like, or?
Yeah.
Just the middle.
Why are mine all native questions? I thought this was going to be...
Oh, I don't know. ChatGPT, ChatGPT.
I was like, oh, corn soup.
I wrote, give me 10 this or that questions for Daniel. And because, you know, I ask it a lot of indigenous and Latino questions, it just went full on.
That's kind of creepy that AI comes out. That does, I was like, oh.
I was, some of these as I read them, I was like, corn soup or fry bread? I mean, fry bread every day? I'm like, Daniel's never talked about corn soup.
That's like I think that might be like a Navajo stew or something.
Yeah. And also, you've never talked about a native flute. So like, what the hell's a native flute?
Yeah. That's all funny.
All right, Chica, ready for you to be racist with me?
Yeah, I was like, dang, you were just talking about what not to do for Cinco de Mayo. Just kidding. Okay, let me think. I'll just do five off the top of my head. Mexi fries or jalapeno poppers?
Oh, tater tots.
GAO or LTA?
I have people in both, or both.
Oh,
but definitely those two over all the other ones. All what?
Let me think.
You're Lethia or Hillary?
Who's your favorite LB?
Oh, that's easy. Oh, that's not a this or that question. Oh, but.
Green or red?
Green.
Sneaky link or committed relationship?
For now, sneaky link.
Married or single? Just kidding. I'll just
so kind of the same. Single.
Where do you draw the line at? Okay, that's good. I couldn't think out that fast off the top of my head. I didn't have AI sitting there in front of me asking racist questions. That's funny.
I'm all Chica-X, yeah. I mean, you know, questions.
Oh, that's good. Well,
good times, Chica-X, good times. Yeah, thanks for coming on that journey with us. I didn't know what to expect of that because you're like, yeah, think of this or that. And I'm like, well, I don't know. That, this. You know what we need to do, though? Did you ever play car games with people, like when you take road trips with friends? And they would do like a F, marry, or kill. And they'd give you like three options. Those have always been hard. And Lalo used to do this nasty one where it was like, would you rather eat this or drink that? And you know, I would like end up wanting to throw up because I would picture it. We need to do that with the guests next time. I think that would be fun.
You know who used to play that game all the time when we were younger was Mateo and I. We would always be like,
oh really?
But we would like throw in people's names, like, hey, would you rather this one or tickle this one? Or, you know, like, it was like, it got really bad, but we'd always be these like, would you rather, but like put people that we know into it. So
we knew,
like,
yes.
And he'd be like, and you can't say death.
Yeah. I've done that. I think also a good I never would be fun on the show.
Yeah, never have I ever.
Because then you have to like look at who puts a finger down and be like, well, you got to explain that.
The last time we played that as a friend group, I learned a lot about some of our friends. I was like, oh, I know.
Did you? Yeah, you clutch your pearls for a second.
I was like, wow, Susio.
I never say wow to Lethea anymore because I'm just not surprised anymore.
Yeah, nothing Lethea does surprises me.
Good time, Chikex. Well, it's been a fun episode, Chikex. You know what? Yeah. Like, we took a little break and it was fine, but I do miss the fun banter. I do miss catching up and I do miss connecting with the listeners. I think one of my favorite parts about every episode is the text or messages we get after the fact. Be like, oh my gosh, I can't believe you said this. Oh my gosh, like,
right.
I relate to that. That's always been like, I think one of the most fun parts about this journey, just to keep the conversations going after the episode. But
I always enjoy the people. I gotta give a shout out to all of our loyal listeners, because just the 1 week we don't put out, I probably get like 3 or 4 messages like, hey, new episode. I'm like, oh, sorry, I didn't know you guys. I never expect people to always listen, so I know life happens and we get busy, so I don't just expect people to, I guess, consistently listen. But shout out to those that do, because it makes you feel good. Like, wow, we're really doing absolutely some good here. Just kidding.
Yep.
Yeah, shout out to them.
Yes. Yes, we love you all. And, you know, show your love to us by going to vote for us for that Best of Boise.
There you go. How much do you love us?
Bring it back full circle here. No. Last thoughts before we peace out, Cheekex?
No, I just think you all, hopefully everyone out there who is celebrating Cinco de Mayo, be safe. Don't drink and drive. Uber, get a DD, whatever you do. Make smart choices. Be responsible. Other than that, I'm like, even like kind of went in on my tribal council, it's still nothing but love. You know, I just feel like you guys need to step it up a notch, and that's okay. That's, you know, it's okay to have disagreements or have these moments of like, dang, they're not doing enough, or don't feel like they're doing enough. So it's all a part of the process. I'm still rooting for y'all to make better choices. So don't take anything I say personal. Watch, I'm not gonna get beat up. Just kidding. I'm like, I'll challenge every single one of you. Come on. No, I'm just kidding.
You're like, don't take it personal, but take it to heart and start making changes. How about that?
There you go. Ooh, don't take it personal. Take it to heart.
There you go. There you go, Chikix. I just want to thank everybody again for staying on this journey with us. The Brown Sound Podcast is near and dear to my heart. And I can't speak for Daniel, but for him too, what we've set out to do is to amplify, to uplift, and give spotlight to Latino indigenous voices, because, you know, very often we're not part of the conversations and we're not able to say our own narrative and take it back. So I appreciate all of you for supporting us. Please, if you have a moment, go and vote for us at the Best of Boise. Go to our arts and entertainment section and vote for Best Podcast, Brown Sound Podcast. And stick around. We're going to be around. And so if you haven't yet, follow us on Instagram at the Brown Sound Podcast. Make sure to hit the follow button on Spotify and Apple Podcast, and you won't miss out on any new episodes. And we will see you next time. Adios. And now a word from our sponsors. Hey there, beauty enthusiasts. Looking to level up your lash game?
Look no further than Shay's Beauty Lab, owned by the incredibly talented Shaylee Bisbee, an indigenous lash artist extraordinaire.
Shaylee's passion for enhancing natural beauty shines through in every lash extension she creates.
Whether you're into classic or crave that mega volume drama, Shay's got you covered with the latest techniques and top-notch products.
Elevate your beauty routine with Shay's Beauty Lab, located in Lewiston, Idaho. Book your appointment today by visiting Shay's Beauty Lab on Instagram and follow the booking link in the bio.
Shay's Beauty Lab, where every lash tells a story.
This awesome time is brought to you by Shay's Beauty Lab, our season 6 sponsor. Hola amigos, ¿están cansados de pasar sus fines de semana luchando con zacate rebelde y arbustos descontrolados?
Pues no se preocupen más, les presentamos a Gómez Sprinklers Landscape and Maintenance LLC, su solución integral para todas sus necesidades.
desde el mantenimiento del zacate hasta el diseño de jardines, la instalación de sistemas de riego y todo lo que viene con jardinería. Tenemos todo cubierto en inglés y en español.
Y con nuestro equipo experto y servicios completos, pueden relajarse y disfrutar de su oasis sin levantar un dedo.
Además, servimos las áreas de Caldwell, Nampa, Boise y el Valle de Tesoro. Así que donde sea que estén, estamos aquí para servirles.
Entonces, ¿por qué esperar? Llámanos al 208-671-7740 para programar su servicio y recibir un presupuesto hoy mismo.
Gomez Sprinklers Landscape and Maintenance LLC, donde sus sueños se hacen realidad.
Este momento fantástico es presentado por Gomez Sprinklers Landscape and Maintenance LLC, nuestros patrocinadores de la temporada 6.
And muchas gracias
for listening to the Brown Sound Podcast.
We've had a blast with y'all today, and make sure to tune in next time.
To follow us more closely, check us out on Instagram at the Brown Sound Podcast. For partnership opportunities or just wanting to get a hold of us, shoot us a DM on Instagram.
Disclaimer: the thoughts and opinions expressed on this podcast are those of the host and hosts only.